By July of next year, the NHS in England must have everything in place to be able to provide blind and partially sighted people with information that is accessible to them. This so-called accessible information standard actually goes further than that, but the gist of it is that for someone receiving medical care in England, the whole process of getting information and communicating with those providing a service to you must be doable for you. Your GP needs to know by April of next year what format or formats suit you best, so the necessary arrangements can be made at your local surgery by July 2016. And to help that process, RNIB has volunteered to coordinate this for any vision-impaired person who would like help getting this information to their GP in good time. Now, it should be emphasised that the information you would give RNIB to hold is not in any way confidential medical information. Just your name, the name of your GP, and your preferred reading format or formats is what they'll ask you. Hugh Huddy from RNIB's campaigns team told us more about how they are proactively helping with this and what your GP and others are obliged to provide for you.
What the standard says, because the standard doesn't talk to us as NHS users and blind and partially sighted people, it talks to them as NHS professionals. It tells them that they have to be capturing people's requirements and recording it on their system by April. What is crucial, though, is why wait until April? The standard has gone through. The implementation period has now started. They do have to get it all up and running by April. So what we're doing is providing a facility for people to register what their requirements are. And then we're liaising directly with NHS England so that we can help blind and partially sighted people get their information to the GP as soon as they're ready. So you don't just have to wait until April, because lots of GPs will be ready before that.
And RNIB is coordinating this, you say, for individuals. So what part are you going to play in getting that information and sending it on in the right direction?
The way we're doing it is we've got a hotline, telephone line for people who aren't able to use online. But we've got an online service as well, where you can go on and register your name and which GP you use and what format you require. And then that sits on this secure database that we've got. We'll use to send you your notification letter to then forward to the GP. Now, it might sound a bit complicated to anyone listening to this. It's very simple, actually, when you read how it works. You sort of submit a few details, nothing confidential, just name and where your GP is and your email address, for example. And then as soon as NHS England tell us that your GP is now live on the system and it's working, we can then email you your notification, which you then need to send to your GP, forward it on to the GP practice manager, and then it gets logged on the system. So that means you'll get in ahead of April.
And you said that you send out an email, so that means the person must be able to receive that from you. They must be online. But you also said you had a phone number as well.
Yes. And if you say, I want to register with the NHS Accessible Information Initiative, we'll take some details and then get back in touch with you in an alternative format, wherever you require, and you can send your requirements to your GP that way. So you can either do it online or by phone in alternate formats instead.
And that'll be up and running, what, from now through until April next year?
It is. You go to rnib.org.uk/campaigns and follow the link to accessible information.
And just to repeat, RNIB is helping blind and partially sighted people by gathering their details to pass on to their GP, and this involves just their name, the name of their GP, and their preferred reading format. So no personal details or anything like that will be asked for or given. And if you'd like RNIB to help you get this right information to your GP as soon as your GP can accept that information, then you can get more details by phoning the RNIB campaigns team on 0207 391 2123, or you can email them at campaigns@rnib.org.uk. And if you have internet access and you'd like to know more about the new Accessible Information Standard, it's explained in much more detail on the NHS England website at www.england.nhs.gov.uk. nhs.uk/accessibleinfo.